and welcome to the Battlestar Brothel.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Dustin and Matt of Battlestar, of Rancor's Brothel fame, watch Battlestar Galactica from beginning to end and comment on every episode in between.
I think it'll be fun.
It will be. Dustin, have you ever watched this show before?
I have not.
Neither
not
have
a lick of it.
Which is so fucking weird because we are sci-fi guys.
Yes, we are.
But I'll tell you what, for me, I guess it's proven sci-fi. I need something that stands the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't ever watch a Star Wars. My mom hates sci-fi, and she made fun of me for never having seen Star Wars before I was 12. So think of that.
Right.
I was a Star Trek kind of guy, Star Wars. Things that have been around, Lost is kind of sci-fi. I don't know about that shit.
It kind of is.
The truth is out there, little mm-hmm. X-Files.
Firefly, Ancient Aliens.
Oh, I love that show. That show fucks me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
The one where they talk about George Washington having met aliens at the Battle of Pigeon Forge.
George Washington.
What the fuck?
He's my bro.
Wow.
We're homies.
Or no, it was the crossing of the Delaware River, I think. Yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like wrote down notes and had a log of it. Yeah.
You know, Teddy Roosevelt ran into Sasquatch.
How so? What do you mean?
He was on one of his weird hunting trips
mm-hmm.
in Yellowstone, I believe, because he's the one that made Yellowstone a park.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something off in the darkness hooting at him and making noises and throwing rocks at his campsite. And that behavior is indicative of a primate species.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
That stuff is so
Teddy Roosevelt
so awesome.
Believed in Sasquatch. George Washington believed in aliens. This shit exists. But right now we're talking about Battlestar Galactica. We'll get to that other shit when Nikki and LJ Patch co-host the Rancor's
Absolutely.
Brothel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited.
Speaking of things about the Rancor's Brothel, please know that the Battlestar Brothel is also brought to you by TKOVapor.com. I myself am smoking the TKO Torpedo, which is a glorious... Oh, you want some more Diet Pepsi? Sorry. Interrupt the advertising. That's fine. The fuck was I talking about?
How awesome this e-cig is.
I have not had a cigarette in probably over 5 weeks. In the initial package I got of the TKO Torpedo, I got 4 bottles of nicotine juice, as we call it. Each of the, let's see, that's about $63 retail value. If you want to think of that in terms of I smoke a pack a day, so that's about $6 a day. So 10 days of cigarettes, and I have only smoked, I've smoked less than half of my supply of nicotine juice.
Mm-hmm. And it's lasted you...
It's lasted me well over a month.
Yep.
So think of that, folks, because that's fucking amazing. Right now I'm smoking cookie flavor, which is not good for my caloric intake. May I just suggest you keep to the fruit flavors, guys, or even the tobacco-flavored ones. That's fine. But cookie has really put a hankering for snickerdoodles, let me tell you. And Dustin seen me eat them. I took them to Froyo earlier. Yeah. Oh, yo. The battery in this thing is amazing. It's never been fully charged since I got it. Dustin told me he brought it from TKO's headquarters. He said that when you plug in the charger and it turns green, it's fully charged, and you should unplug it immediately, like any lithium-ion battery. I've been plugging it in. He said, plug it in a couple hours. So I plugged it in 2 hours. Never turned green. I figured my charger was defective, but I was still getting the power, so it was okay. I didn't complain. Plugged it in overnight a couple days ago. So I woke up Monday morning at 7, and my light was green. Now it is Tuesday at 11 p.m., and I'm still smoking on the same charge. So I'm getting 48 hours of the same battery charge. If my cell phone had that kind of power, I would put my penis in it. Not just like meanly, like I would cuddle afterwards and tell it that it looks beautiful.
You would treat it like a lady.
I would. I'd buy flowers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Android. You look so good today. Yeah. Okay. I'd probably go down on it.
You go down on your Android?
Yeah. Why not? What's the worst that could happen besides massive electrocution if I'm plugged in?
Yeah, that might not be fun.
That would suck. But if you want to quit smoking, you want to help a loved one quit smoking, this is the perfect gift. For their birthday, buy them the TKO Torpedo. Give them the offer code RANCOR. RANCOR, all lowercase, for 25% off. And they can just keep buying the nicotine juice at a discount price. Let them keep enjoying the benefits of that little nicotine high, that itty-bitty little high you get every day, and with none of the health detriments.
Right.
Food tastes better. The world smells cleaner. I mean, it's spring right now. Flowers are blooming. I'm smelling things I've never smelled before in my garden.
Your wife commented on your car about how it doesn't smell like, you know.
When we went to Froyo tonight, my car doesn't smell like cigarettes anymore. It's only been 1 month. Not to mention the sex is better for her because, while it's still sex with a big fat guy who's very sweaty, I'm not so winded, and thusly my, let's say, stamina, quote-unquote, has extended. Much like my penis.
So you're saying you smoke this e-cig, your penis is going to get longer.
No, no, no. It'll stay longer, though. At least for a big fat guy.
Oh, boy.
So if anybody you know or love is smoking right now, help them out. Point them to www.tkovapor.com. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, check out www.followthe.tv. We're a part of the Follow Networks. And you should check us out. We've got a show for everybody. If you like funny shit, check out Mad Chat. If you like nerd stuff, Rank Rose Brothel. You're already on it.
Sports, follow sports.
Yeah, follow sports. If you like sports, follow sports. And films, instant film review. And we have more shows adding every week, like the Battlestar Brothel this week. So if you like Battlestar Galactica, you're already listening to this. And don't pay attention to this advertisement.
Best thing about all of these shows, they're still free.
If you like the free funny, go to www.followthe.tv. Mm-hmm. Thanks for mouthing it while I'm saying it, Dustin.
I helped you out.
Let's talk about Battlestar Galactica.
Brutal show so far.
Well, so far it was extra brutal because after watching the first episode, which neither of us have ever seen, we recorded a 30-minute podcast, which then got
Deleted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, computer error. It was probably a Cylon attacking.
That's probably what, EMP?
Nah, that's why we don't network, humans. Come on.
Yep.
No networking.
Edward James almost had it right.
You put the T at the end. It's not almost.
No, I said almost.
Edward James was almost there.
I didn't say that.
No, you that's northern piece of shit.
Don't. we're going to have a talk, mister.
Edward James almost was wonderful actor in this, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
This was really a really amazing portrayal for him.
For being what I thought was just going to be a campy, cheesy sci-fi show.
Yeah. Picard could not have done this shit, at least not on the Starship Enterprise.
I don't think he could have.
Yeah. This was really great acting from somebody who's been on the same ship for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as having to retire the vessel as the commander of all things.
Right.
Fucking insane. Really good acting. Also, I think Saul Ting. Teague? Mm-hmm. Ting? Teague. Saul Teague.
You get mad at me for adding a T at the end of a name. And you can't even pronounce
you know the what? Last fuck name you. Of a guy. Well, I was a little bit drunk during the first recording, but now I'm a lot of bit drunk.
I can
so
tell.
I'm having some issues with my tongue. Ask your mom about that. What was I saying? So,
you know,
Saul,
that's her prerogative. I'm not gonna step in between you two.
Oh my god, Dustin's mom, you look lovely tonight. Lovely. God damn it, Dustin, talk more. Put down your Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Salty was awesome.
Enunciation, unique New York.
Sibilance.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
You should leave that pause.
God damn it. Yeah. I will leave that pause, you dick.
Yep.
Fuck. I don't know what to say.
I thought that the initial view of the Cylons, I went instantly to Kit from Knight Rider.
Yeah, you did.
You got the scanning dot on the in the eyes there. So these are obviously descendants of Kit.
Thank you, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
And that blows me away that Kit is Mr. Feeny. It all,
you know what blows me away is that fucking Topanga got that fucking hot. When she first kissed Corey Matthews and
she was
up
like
against
that
the
weird,
locker,
weird
she
hippie.
Was weird hippie, yeah. Man, she got sexy. Danielle Fischel, I salute you.
I think that Topanga was probably my first crush, because that was about the time period.
Mine was April O'Neil, animated.
Animated April O'Neil?
Yeah. God.
Who's hotter?
Animated I got a big April thing O'Neil? For Natalie has a yellow jumpsuit in the closet right now. With white boots.
Why does she have a yellow jumpsuit?
Because I made her buy it, because it's hot. Oh. No. That is all not true. Natalie's a kind, caring, upstanding woman. Now, who also wears yellow jumpsuits. Battlestar. The Cylon cunt.
Yes.
It was the Cylon whore last time that we recorded this and got deleted, but now I'm too drunk, so she's a Cylon cunt.
Cylon cunt.
Yeah. You said cunt. That's great.
Because that's the sound it makes when you kick it. She's got a lot of depth to her. I want to know more about her character. Is she actually Cylon? Is she, like, robotic?
Or is there, like, some kind of cybernetic enhancement thing to a human being, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, are these Cylons, are they connected, like, by essentially a wireless network? Are they...
Well, I mean, that's why there's no networks on the Galactica, right? He yelled at the soon-to-be president about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, there will be nothing!
Right.
You cannot get AOL on this shit! I don't care what that disc said, 256 free hours, fuck you!
Yeah, no AOL, only Solitaire and Minecraft. No.
You died in Independence Day! In a helicopter crash and a stripper tended your wounds!
Oh my god.
Oh, I love that movie.
We need to move on.
The sequel's coming out soon.
We need to move on.
Yeah, no, Gwen Stefani's little sister, the Cylon bitch, hot. I gotta just say hot. I also gotta say that patent leather panties will not produce a pleasant-smelling vagina. If ladies, if you're thinking about doing that, don't.
I never thought that a glowing spine would be hot, but it really...
I think a glowing spine would be hot.
Literally. It would literally be hot.
I mean, when you get... like, when you get an MRI, they put that dye in you that has, like, isotopes that light up.
Right.
So, I mean, you could have a glowing spine.
Yeah, I think it would turn me off.
Spine tingling.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, look what we did!
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Edward James almost, almost his character. Yeah. Almost character. Commander Adama.
Yeah.
Or Adam A. Mm-hmm. If you were looking at this in a purely biblical stance, being the last, you know, authority figure left for humans, Adam and Eve, right? Got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, okay. I see that.
I laid that down for you.
You're going to need to do that a lot.
Well, he had two sons, one of which died in some kind of training exercise, I am assuming. And the other one had to come in for the Galactica's decommissioning ceremony.
Right.
To which the first person he visits is not his father, whom he blames for his brother's death. He visits his brother's ex-girlfriend, who was in the brig, for punching Saul Teague.
Yep, the second in command.
The XO. If you're going with naval terms. First of all, Thrace, the lady in the brig, super hot.
Indeed.
And ballsy. She's a ballsy broad.
She's hot in attitude and in looks.
Like, I would put it in her, but I would be scared of her putting it in me.
I'd be too afraid to approach her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's just you. But the rest of us would probably approach her. Very ballsy scene between her and the younger Adama.
Mm-hmm.
In the brig. Gotcha. Pretty much she's like, you know what, you need to leave now, or I'm going to be accused of assaulting a superior asshole again.
Mm-hmm.
Fucka! I think she said bitch at the end, yeah.
But they don't cuss.
Well, they don't cuss. I want to point out that she's the first person, I think, that says frack.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand the Battlestar universe, frack is a made-up cuss word to replace fuck, whether or not it's because of a lingual shift where people in the future use frack as fuck instead, or whether it's just good writing to make, you know, cussing okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. Frack. Frack you, mother fracker.
I thought that was an interesting point that they put effort into...
building a universe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really did enjoy
kind of like
that.
The whole Firefly thing and the Mandarin.
Yeah, putting the Mandarin in. That's something that Star Trek really lacked. Star Trek had these fantastical, wonderful elements, but it didn't provide a realistic world for us.
Yeah, like actual personalities.
Yeah.
I mean, there were personalities, but not...
But, like, you look at Starfleet Academy, and it's these beautifully cut grounds, which it looked the same as Caprica City in Battlestar Galactica. But you don't see that salt of the earth kind of, that's just that crusty fucking person.
Like the grit.
Yeah. There's no homeless people at Starfleet Academy.
Right.
But I believe in Caprica, there's probably homeless people.
Yeah,
so, I don't know, it had a more of a realistic tinge to it.
I think so.
And that's probably a part of what makes it so believable and gave it such a good following.
With the realistic tinge, while we were watching, we mentioned the camera, the what they did with the camera, the focusing in and out and the shaking during the battles. And
the gorilla camera style.
Absolutely.
of having to focus. This was one of the first times I've ever noticed this, at least in realistic time. Like, this was 2003 when this was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Having a space battle where it seems as if a camera is a dashboard cam on a mm-hmm. cop car, and having to focus in on different things as they're weaving in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Really fucking good. And I want to say that this was a predecessor to modern sci-fi works in that sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Firefly, where did that fall in line?
Never watched. I couldn't tell you.
Gotcha. But I think Firefly had some of the similar visual aspects as far
if
as
if you want to see this again, watch The Avengers. If you want to go with Firefly, go to Joss Whedon, The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene during the Battle of New York where it pans through and shows all of the Avengers fighting
mm-hmm.
with in one camera shot.
That's awesome.
Very similar. Okay. Very similar to that. Very good filmmaking, or TV making, if you will.
So it seems like they have their shit together as far as the quality of the show so far.
I concur. Writing could be a little better in some places.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but some places. Acting could be a little better. I thought Baltar was Gaius Baltar was a pretty shittily wrote character and a pretty shittily acted character.
The character himself in the story has a lot of potential.
I see why that character is there. Absolutely,
yeah.
One of the surviving 50,000 humans,
mm-hmm.
and he happens to be the guy that fucked up and let the Cylons into the defense network. That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's going to lead to some great drama coming up. But for God's sakes, the Cylon cunt catches him in bed with some hot Asian chick in the very tiny panties, I must point out. And the look on his face, if you haven't seen it before, or if you don't remember what we're talking about, go to Netflix and look up episode 1. He has the look of the most beaten puppy dog in the world. Like, you have the greatest mind on the planet in the city, in Caprica City, and you're going to look like that? Fuck you. You're not worth anything.
Right, you think he'd have a little more confidence.
So, I don't know. I think he's set up for a really bad role. Hello, you wonderful people out in listener land. This is a weird edit point because Audacity ate the second half of the episode. So, this is now the third time.
Hey!
It gets really confusing. So, yay for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just finished talking about Gaius Baltar, which we both agreed seemed to be a bit of a douchebag in part one of the miniseries opening to the series.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 2003 miniseries, if you didn't know. What else caught your eye, Dustin? What else struck you about this first hour and a half segment on Netflix?
Earlier I mentioned that the show is very brutal. Here are some examples. The show...
You have a prepared fucking list? Is that a post-it note I see?
Yes, I have bulleted points.
The baby. Gwen Stefani. Cut. Yeah.
She reaches down and breaks this baby's neck. I don't know if it was on purpose or on accident. As she's walking away from the scene, she looks like she's a little bit confused or maybe a little worried.
Yeah, she had a weird look on her face. Like, if I was a crazy robot bitch and I just killed a human when I know I was going to be killing a bunch of humans later, like, maybe she felt like it was a mercy
instead
of nuking a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is a Cylon capable of compassion to an extent? She clearly had feelings for Baltar.
Maybe she is an evolution of the Cylons. The Cylons are going from their very primitive robotic race, and they're growing to they're becoming curious about others, and they're gaining compassion.
Hmm.
It's possible.
Or at least compassion for their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you ever see Alien Resurrection?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think Joss Whedon wrote. I'm going to talk about Joss Whedon as much as I can.
Right.
Winona Ryder plays a second generation android. So an android that was built by other androids.
Right.
So that makes me think of the next generation Cylon bitch.
Maybe these androids are building Cylon bitch to be more like humans.
Maybe. I mean, why would a robot build another robot to look like a human?
Yeah.
Like, once all the humans are decimated, Cylon bitch is going to be obsolete. Like, are they going to reabsorb her into the Matrix?
I don't know. Maybe they're just kind of using her to infiltrate the human race.
But then what happens after that? Like she said, she could just download into another body at any time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do they have to destroy all the Cylon bitch's bodies in order to kill her? Are her bodies like a Horcrux?
Mm.
And her little, you know, fucking cyber soul can move into another vessel.
That could be it.
Maybe that's why she killed that baby. She needed the stain of the murder to make another Horcrux. Yes, Harry Potter.
Nerd.
Also, brutal scene. I loved Saul Teague becoming, like, you know, an actual exo on a Navy vessel when he has to make that call that kills like 85 people. But they show them like when they vacuum the area out, like they show like bodies being blasted into space. Like that was fucking haggard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be like the worst way to die, especially if you had like, say you were in a suit and you had like 2 hours of oxygen left.
Yep.
You're just really going to just float until you fall asleep from the carbon dioxide poisoning.
Yeah, that's insane.
That would suck so fucking bad.
I think it might be kind of peaceful.
It'd be better than drowning, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather like be stabbed in the abdomen and bleed out to death, or just like float through space and have your oxygen slowly?
See, if somebody stabbed me though, there'd be a sense of vengeance, you know.
Yeah.
If like I blew out because of an accident in the military,
yeah,
like shit happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, get the Cylons. They've killed me, but like, if somebody stabbed me and I'm bleeding out slowly, the first thing I want to do is write the name of the person that stabbed me in my blood. You know? Like, it was Bill.
Yeah, right.
It was Frank. Go get him. Here's his phone number. Shit.
You're going to be bleeding very slowly long enough to write out a full name, phone number, and address of this murderer.
Well, if it's a stomach wound.
Yeah. What's your social security number?
I really like the idea of always, every morning when you get up, like after you get out of the shower, write the name of an ex-girlfriend on you in Sharpie. And so, like, in an awkward place, like, write it on your belly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's facing up. And then that'll be, just in case you get murdered that day, it just points a finger at a fucking somebody that broke your heart or something. That was funny. So, watch out, Liz. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, what else struck you about the show before we get off of here? I mean, it's a short format. This is what it's going to be every Thursday. We're going to review what we thought of an episode. Hopefully you're watching along with us. Again, we just watched part one of the mini-series that aired in like 2003 that led to the actual four-season series.
The sheer length of the episode kind of threw me off. I thought it would be much shorter. They actually packed a ton of stuff into this first episode.
Well, I guess the part two is just as long.
Yeah.
So we're going to have another hour and a half to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll probably watch it
so
this
then
weekend.
After maybe. Part two, what does it turn into? Just short?
Then it turns into like an hour long series. So like the episodes are like 45 minutes.
So they needed these first two to really pack in a lot of info to get somebody interested.
Well, I mean, it's just like when you make a pilot, you know? You make a pilot for something, and it's because they want to get people interested so that people will watch the show and then the studios give you money. Like, there was a Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., made-for-TV movie that was David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury, and it aired on Sci-Fi, and it was made to be a pilot.
Yeah.
You know? They did, like, a Return of Knight Rider pilot, if you remember, a couple years ago. Or it was, like, Son of Knight Rider, and Hoff was in that, too, weirdly enough.
Okay.
They've done a ton of stuff. There was a Generation X, which is an X-Men storyline of, like, Jubilee and her friends.
So they were all longer than their...
Yeah, they're, like, 2 or 3 hour movie events, and they're just meant to suck you in.
Gotcha.
So...
Gotcha. Well, it did its job. I'm sucked in. I'm fully invested in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued. I don't want to say I'm going to, you know, go masturbate after every episode and just be like, oh, Commander Adama, thrice.
I can't say that I won't do that.
Gross. Yeah, definitely an excellent show for the first episode especially. I want to say give me like 10 episodes to really give a good judgment on where this falls in my hierarchy of TV watching, because I'll tell you, like, for me, like, right now on TV, you know, it's fucking Sons of Anarchy, fucking Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, True Blood, fucking Smallville, if it were still on. what else do I watch? Fucking The Americans, Vikings.
Vikings, yeah.
So, this is definitely, I really have a sci-fi hole right now for new shows in my life. So, Warehouse 13, that's kind of sci-fi-y. Weird, but yeah, so I don't know. I mean, right now I'm giving it 2 thumbs up. We'll see how I feel in a couple more episodes. How about yourself?
So far, it's holding up to the standards that my peers have set forth.
I'll say that.
I don't want to give it any thumbs up or thumbs down just yet. I want to know more.
Okay. Yeah, everybody that spoke of Battlestar, like, nobody has ever told me, like, God, you know what sucks? Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, there's one guy.
No shit.
One guy, he's my soup at work, and he specifically told me that he just will not put time into Battlestar Galactica. He just thinks it sucks balls.
But did he ever try it? You know? Like, I test drive something before I say it's wrong.
Right.
Like, butt sex. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm gonna try to convince him to watch the show.
And have butt sex with you.
And have butt sex with me.
Gross.
Might improve my pay rate.
Yeah, so I guess from here at Brothel Studios, that's all. So...
Yeah. Yep.
You know what? Since the majority of human beings just got decimated, we're going to play a clip right now. It's going to be a part of our opening from now on. So, for those of you that wanted to know, here's what a baby sounds like when it's mocking its father who's podcasting. And go. Baba,